This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Good news, everybody. This is episode 2 of Geek and Sassy.
Yay!
Welcome to the show. I'm Jennifer.
Oh, I'm supposed to say my name here. And I'm Miranda.
And we are so excited to be doing our second episode. We are officially part of the Place to Be Nation pop family.
Woohoo!
So excited. Big, big, huge thanks to everybody who put up with us while we went back and forth and asked tons of questions and just got all of our ducks in a row for the first episode and then helped us promote it. And thanks to anybody who listened to it and enjoyed it and gave us some feedback. We really appreciate it.
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
We have a lot of stuff to get to.
A ton of stuff.
So much.
Should we tell them like what this episode's about?
Yeah, let's do that. How about you do that?
Ah. Okay, so we all know it's fall TV time. Yeah, so there we go. So it's fall TV time, and part of being a geek or a nerd or whatever you've chosen is that this is like in the most exciting time of the year. It's like Christmas for us, right? So we are dedicating our episode 2 to fall TV. So unfortunately, we won't have a top 5 list like we had told you guys we might do every episode. But we still have a giant list of shows to talk about today. From returning to brand new to highlights on some of our favorites and even mid-season. And I think we're going pretty far into touching on a few even that don't start till November. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right. But before we get to any of that, our first little segment that just kind of tells you what we're into, what we're calling streams and reads, because for the most part, I mean, we watch stuff live, but for the most part, we stream a lot of what we watch. I do. Anyway.
Yes. If you heard episode 1, you heard me mention that Netflix should truly be paying Jenny at this point. Like, she shouldn't be paying them anymore. So she's the one that came up with the excellent idea to call it streams and reads instead of just, what are you watching? Everybody's watching something.
Do you want to start? You want me to start? I have lots.
I know you have lots, so I think that's why you should go first.
All right. So streams. I'm going to start. Well, okay, I'll start with the two shows that are currently like playing Mr. Robot, which is about to have its season finale next week, I think. I don't know. Have you watched any Mr. Robot?
I had actually started recording it on the DVR when it originally aired. And something happened and I just never watched it. I've heard amazing things about it, though, and I do plan on watching it, but I've not actually... Like, I know the premise, and I think it's an excellent idea, just not actually got to watch it.
I highly recommend it. It's just fantastic. The episode that we caught up on last night, it's just mind-blowing. The things that they do with that show, you never see it coming. It's always unexpected. It's deeply psychological, deeply technology-based, and the hacker culture, I gotta say, a lot of it frankly goes over my head, but they keep you going. Even if you feel a little bit bogged down in the technical side of it, you can still really get rooted into the characters, and they're just fascinating. There's nothing like it on TV for me. So I'm so excited to see how the season will wind up next week. Halt and Catch Fire is another favorite. This is the maybe third, fourth episode of the third season. It's set in the 80s, so I like the throwback feel of it. Another kind of tech-based show.
That's another one that I've never watched, but it has absolutely one of my favorite people in it of all time.
Is it Lee Pace?
Lee Pace.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. He's something else. He's next level on that show. Every scene, all he has to do is stand in a room, and that's all you want to look at is Lee Pace.
That's all I needed to do is just stand there. Just stand there.
He is phenomenal.
Let me pet you.
So many good things happening on Halt and Catch Fire. Something that's a little bit older. I'm not going to say I don't like this character, but Superman has not traditionally been one of my characters. I'm more of a Batman girl. But I did watch Lois and Clark when I was younger. I was probably like the only 12-year-old watching the show. Did you ever watch it?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Nobody around me was watching it, but Dean Cain, he's a phenomenal Clark Kent. Terry Hatcher is Lois. I love her. So, but, you know, I've not really read much Superman, watched much Superman, other than, you know, Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman. Anyway, so I decided I was going to start watching Superman animated series because I love the Batman animated series so much. So it's on Amazon Prime, and I've kind of gotten hooked on it. It's really, really good. Have you ever watched it?
That one I haven't watched. Well, I take that back. We have something on DVD. Unless it's brand new, I may have watched it and just not realized it.
No, it's older.
Okay.
But it's super good. around about second, third, maybe, episode, there's a scene where Superman's fighting a robot T-Rex. And
okay.
Yeah, I know, but it was great. It's such a great action sequence, and I was like, I like this. And they just kept introducing all these classic Superman villains that, honestly, I don't really know much about. But the animation's so good. The music's good. I was like, I like this. I can't believe I like this, but I do. So I'm down to like maybe halfway through the second season. There's three or four. So that's my kind of newest comic booky thing. And I'll let you talk about what you're watching before I talk about the massive amount of things that I've been reading.
Okay, so my streams, and they really are streams because they're things that I've already aired. I didn't watch either one of these shows when they came on TV, and I don't remember the real reasons why. I want to say maybe it was already, I had something in those time slots, like multiple things, or I wanted to see if they would stick. I have multiple reasons why sometimes. Yes, it's a show that I'm all about, but I won't watch it at that time. And that is Gotham Season 1, which I'm going to be honest. The first three episodes, I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. But then I like didn't touch it again for a while because, you know, it's been on Netflix for a while already, obviously, because we're about to start Season 3. And then I came back to it, like, just obviously 2 weeks ago and was like, okay, so it takes a couple of episodes before you're like, yeah! Well, it did for me, at least. Like, it did. Like, that's when, like, turning points really happen. And I found myself, I'm kind of, like, loving this because there are characters that we've never had origin stories for that we're getting origin stories for. I mean, kind of feel like I'm not spoiling anything by saying stuff at this point. Like me, it's been out long enough.
The start of season.
I haven't watched it. Well, I'm sorry. But, like, and it's not really telling anything, but, like, you get to see Gordon. We've only ever known him as kind of like, not old man, but older man Commissioner Gordon. Like, we've never known him as like where he started, you know, and all the crap he went through to get there. And we also, some of these villains, like, yeah, we know origin, but we never saw him where we actually kind of liked him. Does it make sense? Like, where you're like, oh, stop beating up Penguin. Leave him alone. You know, like,
tell me you didn't say that for real,
though. I sure did. I love my Penguin. Like, you need to leave him the hell alone. And I hate Penguin. Like, he's one of the villains. I'm like, oh, you're kind of creepy and squatty and need to go away. But in this one, I really love him.
Well, I'm curious what you're going to say once you get to season two. Did you get, you haven't gotten there yet?
No, because it doesn't, it comes out Monday.
That's season three.
No. Three is what's coming.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, three is airing on Fox this year.
Right.
And two will hit Netflix Monday.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, no, I don't have season two to watch.
Okay.
So, what I watched then, because I didn't have season two of Gotham to watch, was Supergirl.
Yay!
Because I didn't know how... That was one that I watched the pilot. I actually got to watch the pilot before it ever aired. But I watched the pilot, and I'm like, this is good. It has potential. But because of where the channel they're putting on, it's nothing against that channel. I watch plenty of other things on that channel, but I didn't know how it would do. And I'm pleased, honestly, that they're moving it, because it's a fantastic show. And what's funny is, a lot of our friends have messaged me since they've seen that I'm watching it, and they're like, I'm so glad you decided to watch this, because when we were watching the show, like James and Susan, they keep telling me how much Kara reminded them of me.
She does. She
and
really
I'm like,
does.
Oh, that's so funny, because I saw her doing things on the show where I was like, dude, I know how she feels right now. So I really loved Supergirl. And you know, that is coming from Miss Marvel girl over here herself,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that show so much, and I'm like, I'm ready for season two already.
I'm really excited to see how it's different over at the CW.
Well, CW hasn't let me down yet, so
nope.
I am very positive about it. I'm happy that there's a second season. I will say, at that end of episode one, because I knew, you know, it's like all cheery and everything is like, all right. But I knew that, of course, number one, you can't leave an episode, it's end of a season that way. Number two, like, there's still like 10 minutes left in this episode, so you know something's going to happen, right?
Exactly.
So it happens, and then I'm like, oh, you literally just went straight to credits? Are you kidding?
Well, I think maybe they didn't know if they were going to have a season two.
I don't think they did, and they may have already, it's never come out, but I think they may have possibly already been in the talk with CW about moving over. So there's that. But I'm excited. Those are my two things that I've been streaming.
Awesome.
Which made me very happy. And I went through them very quickly. Like, really, really quickly. And, you know, sadly, like, quick note about Gotham. I have always been a Bart. Well, no spoiler. In season one, she's not Barbara Gordon.
Right.
She's Barbara Keane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her.
No.
I've always liked her. Like, in every comic I've ever read, and even story, because, you know, there's chapter books and movies and everything. I've always liked Barbara Gordon. I've always liked her story. It's kind of a sad one. Everybody knows it. I don't like her in this. I really don't. She's something I'm not going to say.
There's going to be more people like that you're going to maybe feel that same way about in season two.
And of course, I do love his little love interest he's got right now. I mean, how could you not love them interjecting a Firefly alum?
Exactly. She's like the nerd queen.
I know, right? I'll bow down.
All right. So what I've been reading is a lot. Because I had a friend lend me a ton of trades.
Did you finally get to them?
I got three, and then I have all of my weekly books here, which I'm not going to like go crazy talking about all my weekly books, but in trades, a couple of weeks ago, I got Faith, number one, from Valiant. And however you say that. Anyway, and I have seen this character before, but I've not ever read any of her. My comic shop gave it to me for free, number one. And I read it, and it's just great. It's really, really, really great. Have you read any?
I have not. It was one that I wanted to kind of pick up and see what I thought about it. I thought the premise behind it, because I saw it in my previews book. So I thought the premise behind it was really cool and interesting, and I wanted to see where they took it.
It's
but
really
I've not read it.
Funny. It's she's super nerdy, super geeky, tons of nerd references. I loved this number one. So I got really interested in what had come before this, which is Harbinger.
Yes.
Omega Rising. And so I read it. It was fantastic. I love it. I can't wait to read the second trade. Just interesting stuff. I don't want to go like too far into it, but it's kind of deep, you know. It's kind of emotional. It's maybe has a tad of a little bit of a Hogwarts vibe to it, maybe.
Okay.
Not quite, but a little bit, something like that. But highly recommend both of those. My love of Hal Jordan just deepens. I have Green Lantern No Fear, Jeff Johns, it's Hal Jordan.
You do have a deep love of the Hal Jordan.
And an affinity, to say the least. But he's great. He's so great in this book. I'm trying to think of a way to say it. Kind of a little searching, maybe, is a way to say it. Of course, he has some great interactions with females in this book, which he does. There's fantastic action. There's some extremely creepy stuff with Hector Hammond. That dude just creeps me the fuck out every single time I look at him. Every single time he says anything, he's so obsessed with Hal and it just creeps me out. Anyway,
weird.
And then Green Lantern Corps Recharge, which has Guy Gardner mooning Batman.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever read any Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not as much, because I, like, you know how you and Kelly and Russell, like, you guys love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ever been my love. So, like, I'll pick it up here and there, but it's not like something that I'm like, oh my gosh, like you guys are, like, you know.
Have you ever read any Guy Gardner?
I think. But it's not, like, prominent in the front of my mind because it wasn't, like, my favorite. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You would remember this guy, I'm telling you. He is a character. But literally, you see his butt. He is mooning Batman in space. So that pretty much tells you all you need to know about this guy. But he's great in this book. Kilowog is great in this book. So that was my first like core book, I think. So that was really good. Weekly, I've got Wonder Woman. Just, I love it. This is issue number 6. It's continuing. Which one is this one? Not the Cheetah storyline, but the other one with Steve in it. It's really, really good.
Okay.
Green Lanterns. My girl Jessica has a character-defining moment in number six. She's probably... Her and Wonder Woman are, you know, they kind of hit different notes with me for different reasons, but I still, they're beloved. They're equally beloved. Great stuff with Jessica and Simon together as a team, too. The Flash, number six, the best one so far. The Flash, I liked it in the beginning, not as much as I wanted to. I stuck with it because I was hoping it got better, and it has gotten better. We have a very menacing bad guy named Godspeed. Really, really good stuff in The Flash number six. And I'm just kind of quickly running through these. I don't want to like go too much into it because spoilers and. We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, that and the other thing I was going to say is I don't mind if anybody wants to, like, tweet us or whatever and say, like, what is on your pull list? Like, right. I'll share my pull list with you. And I'm sure that Jenny would be more than thrilled to share a pull list because that's us saying, like, hey, we read these. Check them out.
Exactly.
So, be glad to share your pull list.
And, just a disclaimer, I'm a very... fairly new comic book reader, and I'm surrounded by comic books, so it will, if you give it a shot, if you don't read comic books, just find something to start, and there's lots of places to start, but Rebirth is really, really good for starting a lot of this. I mean, that's what I did, and I don't know all the continuities, and I don't know all the characters, and don't let it intimidate you. It will, because I was, but just give it a shot. If you're at all interested in any of the characters or the art form, I can't recommend it enough. I didn't know that it was going to start to consume large pieces of my entertainment, but it has. But I'm happy about it. I'm really, really happy about it. Continuing, Batman number six, which I just found out today that Greg Phillips over at the Hard Traveling Fanboys has dropped Batman.
No way! I didn't know he dropped it.
And well. He's reading the Bat Family and other books, and that's fine or whatever, but I like number six was...
We just added you, Greg.
I'm pretty sure I made him feel bad about it, but... And I understand comic books are expensive, but I'm just saying... Anyway, Batman number six was my favorite so far. They're just getting better. It's really amazing. Bruce is actually not a dick in this one.
Don't be calling Brucey a dick.
Oh, come on. I love him, but he can be a dick.
He's the Batman.
He is the Batman, but he has really, really good moments with an unfortunately named character called Gotham Girl. I like her character, but that name sucks. But she's having a traumatic...
That is a really kind of stupid name. I'm sorry. Gotham Girl?
Yeah.
Whatevs.
But she's having this trauma, and he ends up trying to help her through it in a very un-Bruce-like way. But I don't know, it connected with me. I really liked Batman number six. I will say one comic book that I didn't like, just so it's just not just a complete, you know, love fest over here. I tried Cyborg Rebirth, and I like Cyborg, but that book was not for me. It was
they're
just,
not for everybody. I'll say that.
Yeah, it was kind of a relief to have something that was not for me because everything else I've picked up, I've had to put on my pull list. So it's kind of like,
well, you did ask me one time when would it stop? Like, because you were so afraid. Like, everything I picked up, it keeps going on my pull list. When will there be a point when it's like it doesn't anymore. And I'm like, oh, you'll know. Like, you'll know.
Well, finally, I found that one. And I don't have a history with Cyborg, but I like him on Teen Titans Go, I'll say that. And I liked his little cameo in Batman vs. Superman. And I thought I would really like it, but I didn't. I honestly didn't even make it through the whole book. But anyway, things that I do continue to love: Nightwing, number 4. Green Arrow, number 6. Green Arrow, it's just good. It's just really, really good. All right, so not to belabor any of that stuff. What have you been reading?
Okay, so you know that I participate in a monthly book club. Mm-hmm. Some months I don't read, but I still listen to the discussion because it's hosted by Felicia Day and several of her friends, Bonnie Burton, Kyla Casby. I always say her last name wrong, but I don't think she's ever going to listen to this, although that would be amazing. I think it's Casby. And they... they discuss it on, what is it, Google, like, where it's live, mm-hmm. you know, Google Hangout. And this month they picked this kind of, like, I'm going to tell you guys the name. I asked Jenny first, like, hey, you should tell them the name because some people are going to be like, oh, my God. So the name of the book club is called Vaginal Fantasy. Mm-hmm. And every month we discuss a romance genre. But they're not, like, just romance. Sometimes they're, like, romance sci-fi, romance. I mean, they have been out there. They have been hysterical. They've been all over the place. And sometimes they're just straight up, like, I'm going to say the word, smut. Like, I never thought I was interested in books like this at all. And this is where I tell people, don't judge someone by the books that they read. Because I love everything across the board. Charles Dickens. I love Edgar Allan Poe is one of my all-time favorite authors. Like, I love everything. And then I got handed one of these books when I found out that Felicia Day started this book club. And I read the very first one and was like, shut up. Why have I never read this? Because it's just funny, and there's not really as much of the sexual stuff in it as you would think. Well, now, some months, I will tell you that it's like from start to finish. That's all that's in it.
Well, I mean...
like, okay, this is a little much for me. So you, like, you pick and choose, and you put down the book and say, this wasn't for me. Or you pick it up, and you're like, this is great. Or you read it. Like, this month's read, and we have a main and an alt. And the main book this month was Romancing the Duke by Tessa Dare. And it was kind of cheesy. And it was kind of silly. Basically, the whole premise was this guy, this duke, in the castle, and he's blind. And she gets there, and she finds out that she's actually inherited this castle away from him. Because while he's been away for something bad that happened to him that caused him to go blind, his castle was sold out from underneath him. So she gets there. She's supposed to be meeting someone at this castle, like, within the first, like, page or two. And it's been she's inherited. And he's like, are you kidding me? And they basically hate each other, which is the kind of that, like, oh, here we go.
A lot of romance novels start out that way.
They start out that way. And it's a start, finish, end. Like, there's a whole series of these, apparently, romancing the this, romancing the that. But they're all individual stories. So that's what they picked this. Because, like, this month it was, like, historical romance. One month it might be science fiction romance. Because we've read, like, we did the Sookie Stackhouse. We did number one of it one month. So it's... And we have guys, like, and I mean like, manly men in our group that join us. And there are people that do live, like, they list all the name of the list of the hangouts. They'll say, like, oh, this group is meeting. And they have different names. And I have to tell you guys, my favorite, there's one that meets up in, like, I want to say, like, Iceland or something. And they're called Viking Booty. And I just can't get over that. Like, every month I die when she says their name for some reason. So I read it. I finished it, honestly, in like 3 hours. It was a super easy read. It was a very cliche, very like, oh my God, he hates me. Why does he hate me? Like, I'm trying so hard. Like, I'm this, like, I'm inexperienced, like, little... You know, I'm not pretty. Why would he even look at me? And, you know.
Meanwhile, he's like,
I've got to get her out of here. Because all I think about is her. And why am I having these dreams and oh my god, like, yeah, it's one of those.
Gotcha.
But there's, like, you know, that very adult stuff going on too.
Hey, that's okay.
But it's like, come on, it's a break. We read to get a break from reality, or to, you know, if you read nonfiction, maybe you read to get further into reality. I read to get away from it, and I read all over the board. Like you said, like, my other read that I finished very quickly is actually considered a YA book from one of my other very favorite. I discovered her on, like, I got the book for free years ago, like one of her other books, and started reading her. And now I read every book she ever puts out. Her name is Amanda Hawking. And so I'm
on book two
of the Water Song series called Lullaby. And I've always loved everything that she's ever written. I'm having a harder time with book two. It's not that it's not well written. It's not that the world and the premise isn't great. It's basically about, we're all calling them mermaids, but in the book she doesn't call them mermaids. They're sirens. But they have the tail like a mermaid, but they sing the song like a siren. So it's kind of a, she's mixed two things together here. She's mixed a mermaid and a siren, and they are one, basically. And this
is book two.
Yeah. I won't go too far into book two just because it'll give away a lot of book one, because what's happening in book two is because of what happened in book one. But it's a good read. Number one, you know, another, it's a quick read. I'm just having a hard time. It's taking me longer because I keep getting caught up on a few things, because it's just, I don't know. I liked book one so much. She obviously ended book one with a, this is going to be a continuation, but then they picked right up. Like, book two starts up like the very next day after book one ends. Like, it's instantaneous.
But I like it when they do that.
I do, but, like, the way it happened, I'm like, I was like, I kind of wish you'd been, like, and 3 months have passed, and it's, it wasn't, they didn't figure anything out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way it's going, I'm kind of like, ugh. Like, it's, I'm, it's taking me a long time to get through it, even though it shouldn't, and it should be a really, really quick read. I don't know. I really am enjoying it, but not enjoying it, I guess, is what I should have said.
Well, maybe it'll get better.
It should get better. Oh, I feel really bad now. This is totally, like, going back to the Ransing the Duke, but there's another co-host for that show, and I would feel bad, like, if somebody left you out of my show, so, because it's our show. You know? So there's Veronica Belmont, too. She has her own show, and she does science fiction-only book club as well. So there's that.
Cool.
You guys should check that one out, though, seriously. I don't care. Man, woman, not child.
No, don't let your children read Romancing
you
the Duke,
say
okay?
Man, woman, or child. No, this time it's man or woman, not child. I'll be honest, I found some books in there that I wouldn't honestly consider them smut at all. Some my husband has even read.
What?
And they've been, yeah, they've been, because it's just had, like, a touch of adult relationship in it, but I guess it fits with the theme for the month, so we read it, and it's actually, some of them have, some months, because it's been a series, it's caused me to continue, like, a series. I probably won't continue this one, because one, there's no, like, this story's finished. Romancing the Duke, it's finished. Like, the next book is about somebody else entirely in another story, and like I said, cliche, cheesy. Like, did I enjoy it? Yes, but it was, you know, done in 4 hours and over with. And my to-be-read pile is huge. So why would I add another cliche, cheesy, you know, unless they did it another month. You know, unless they picked another Tessa Dare book another month, and then I would probably pick it up.
So. All right. Is that everything?
I guess that's it, because okay. I just did two bigger, you know, books this month. I didn't really pick up many of my comics.
Okay. Well, let's take a little break, and then we will get to the wealth of just, I mean, TV. It's just, dude.
It is.
It's overwhelming. This might be the most overly researched podcast that we ever do, maybe. Because it was in depth.
It really is.
All right, so take a break and come back and listen to us talk about some fall TV.
All right.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Voice of Ring of Honor's Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you're subscribed to all of our great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. Just head to iTunes today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be podcast feed, the PWO PTBN feed, PTBN Pop, and of course, the Kevin Kelly Show feed, which includes the full archives of my podcast. Some really great stuff. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. Thanks for being a fan of professional wrestling. More importantly, thanks for being a fan and supporter of the Place to Be Nation.
Place to Be Nation is JT Rizzero here. In addition to the archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. And we now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be podcast feed, you can check out Scott Criscolo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous vintage vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with clotheslines and headlines, main event, Mission Indie Possible, in our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows with immediate feedback on WWE, NXT, and Ring of Honor Super Shows. Relive Wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse and the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling podcast as we dive into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. All of this in addition to Scott Keith's Podcast of Doom, which includes discussions on questions from listeners as well as current day and old school wrestling. We also have sports covered too with the Sports Lounge, the TJ McClune Show, and NBA Team Podcast. On our brand new PTB Pop podcast feed, we offer great shows such as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, and Imaginary Stories. Subscribe to both feeds on iTunes and be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All these shows are available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. Be sure to check out on the right-hand side of the site for details on how to support the site when you shop at Amazon and download our free Place to Be Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, and Scott Keith's Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This is Parv, and I'm here to tell you to listen and subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation Podcast Network. That's the PWO PTBN Podcast Network, where you'll find a ton of in-depth shows done by hardcore fans. We've got Chris Zellner's 1-2 Punch of Exile on Bad Street, and with David Bickenspan, a smash hit Between the Sheets. We've got Wrestling Culture with Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave, Goodwill Wrestling and the reaction shows with Good Old Will from Texas. We've got This Week in Wrestling with my man Pete and Johnny Sorrow, Stephen Graham and Tim Livingston's Pro Wrestling Super Show, Tag Teams Back Again with Kelly and Marty Sleaze, and a ton of other great shows too. And of course, there's Titans of Wrestling and Where the Big Boys Play with yours truly and some dude from down south called Chad. PWO, PTBN, Podcast Network.
All I want to get is a little bit closer. All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes the breath before we get a little bit closer. Here comes the rush before we touch. Come a little closer.
Welcome back. Geek and Sassy, Jennifer and Miranda, and we are talking fall TV premieres.
Yes, we are.
There are so many. TV is so good right now. This might take a while. Just saying.
It might.
Get you a drink. You know, find a comfortable spot. Whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
This is a carefully curated list.
It is.
This is a 4-hour prep time at the minimum.
We didn't go to bed till 3 a.m. one night, guys, for you.
I'm just saying, we're up on our stuff. We, kind of how we're going to go through it, because it's so much to get through. We're going to talk about returning shows September forward through November-ish. Give you the show and the network, and then we'll go back through to talk about new shows, the show and the network. And then we'll talk about the mid-season premiere stuff that we're interested in. And good Lord, that's enough. Okay.
Yeah.
I think so, we... Go ahead.
Oh, no. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think we should start with American Horror Story since it's already premiered.
Yeah. Which, technically, it already aired. I don't know when our podcast will actually hit the web for you guys to hear. But it aired Wednesday, which was the 14th. And I know, Jenny... Have you ever watched it, Jen?
I might have seen one here and there. I know. Okay. I had to watch that controversial scene from the beginning
last year, episode one.
Yeah. I kind of had to catch that because it caused a big uproar.
There was a huge discussion. And as you heard us mention in episode one, there's a group of us that some specific shows we have, we try to talk about them during the actual live showing of it if we can. A few of us wait about 10 minutes in before we start so we can actually fast forward through commercials, and we talk about it. And this week we did, and I am the one of the two of us between me and Jenny. I actually watch American Horror Story faithfully. I'm a huge fan of American Horror Story, and you know, if you guys know and are a fan, my little horrifics, as I call us, then you know that season six has been hush-hush. You know, every season up till now, they have always given us, like, little spoilers. Like, they go ahead and give us the opening scene and kind of let you guess. Like, oh, look, like, you know, the year that we had, you know, everything was at the freak show. And they gave you the opening, like, circus scene. And we were like, oh, my God! Like, we didn't really get that this year. We kind of got, like, here's a six, and here's a sickle, and here's a baby mobile, and here's a this, and none of smoke coming from a house, and we're kind of all like, what? Like, none of it made sense, and everybody has had theories. So, I'm not going to try to be too spoilery, because it did literally just air this week, but if you are listening to a show about fall premieres, and some of them have already aired, you're going to hear a few things, okay? The basic premise is that, if what I'm gathering, because I'm going to be honest with you, very extremely underwhelmed with episode one. I actually have a quote from one of our friends I'm going to use in a minute. But I was underwhelmed. To me, if any of you guys have ever watched any of those shows like Haunting or Haunting Story or those where they interview the person about their experience and they keep flashing back and forth between here's the person sitting in front of the screen and they're interviewing them and then here's the actor acting out the story of what happened. That's what they're doing this season. So you have this character, for example, I'm going to pull up my handy dandy IMDb because you guys know I love it. They have Lily Robb and Sarah Paulson playing the same person, basically. And Lily Robb is the one being interviewed where she's the person this actually happened to. And Sarah Paulson is the one that we get to see it all happening to, though. If that makes sense. For those of you that have ever watched any of those shows or seen any of those shows where you're seeing the one person interviewed and then the other thing happening. I think there's even tons of other shows that are not, like, there's even emergency room shows and stuff that do that too. But that's what's going on. And I felt that kind of took away from, because it was going back and forth and back and forth. And I'm still confused. And what I will tell you is, before it goes to a commercial every time, instead of it saying American Horror Story, it has this little thing that pops up on the screen, just like a Haunting Story or one of those shows does, and it says The Roanoke Project. So I'm gathering, if you remember some of the folklore and stuff that goes with Roanoke, and you know, it's not as well known as like the Salem witches, but there were witches and, you know, things like that. So I'm guessing that's kind of where we're going again. Maybe. So I'm still not sure.
So you would rather them just straight tell you the story instead of having the back and forth between the interview?
Yeah. Like, I want to watch it like I did with season one, season two, and season three. And let me guess who the bad guy is. And let me figure out. Like, I know a few of her friends have said, like, I don't like the gore. Or I don't like the... I didn't like what happened in episode one of season five. I was like, oh, hold it, too rapey for me.
Yeah.
But I don't mind the gore, but I also don't mind suspenseful scaring. I don't mind either. I kind of expect that out of American Horror Story. I expect both out of American Horror Story. That's kind of what I want. That's what I have come to expect from you. That is what I want my brain screwed with. Like, that's kind of what I want. And maybe that's what they were going for, because right now I'm like, what the crap? Like, I don't get what you're doing.
Hmm.
So I'm underwhelmed, but I get the premise, which is like, going back to old Roanoke, something happened here in this place where they're at, and because there were some few creepy things that happened and didn't make sense. There were things that happened that had no explanation. They weren't so much creepy, but they were creepy to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
just like you on a haunting story. So I kind of like the premise, kind of digging it, but I am, for one time, going to have to say one of my favorite shows has kind of let me down, and I'm going to need a few episodes before I can tell you whether this is going to suck or not, I guess, basically.
Do you think he's just... Isn't this from Ryan Murphy? Is that his name?
Yeah, Ryan Murphy, yeah. Who also does Scream Queens. And that's why I was saying he's done fantastic. You know, that's what I was going to say. There's witches. But if you also remember the other... not just witches in Roanoke, but remember the lost colony,
right,
of Roanoke.
That's,
remember,
yeah, that's relevant.
They were just gone. Yeah. But the people that came... So there were two parts to the whole Roanoke story, for those of you that know your history. So they were just gone, right? If mm-hmm. you remember. Mm-hmm. And then the other part is the settlers that came after that. They had the whole witch
right.
problem. Like, the ones that came after the ones that disappeared, they had a witch problem, just like Salem did. So that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Are we doing witches again? Because, you know, we already had a whole season of witches. Or are we doing, like, crazy, weird, like, disappearing, and why they disappeared and where they went?
I think, like, that's far more interesting.
They're both kind of interesting. But I'm going to quote, you know, me complaining about the back and forth. I'm going to quote our friend James, who's
Lord.
A very knowledgeable nerd
yes.
with us in our group.
Mm-hmm.
But he agreed with me on something. So his quote said, ditto here. Story seems good, but the back and forth made it feel like half an episode for me. And I completely agree with that. And out of all of our discussion we had on another friend's personal page and our group page, that was the one that stood out with me the most. And there were some that were like in-depth like discussions. And that's just one tiny little thing he said. Like, but that one stood out the most because I felt, I don't know, like I caught myself like playing with my phone, twirling my hair, and checking the dryer, and
stuff that you don't want to be doing while you're watching one of your favorite shows.
Like, I waited for my boys to go to bed so I could watch the show because Jerry is just not interested in it, and Geekling has no business watching anything American Horror Story. Honestly, he probably wouldn't be scared because for whatever reason, that part of his brain, he just doesn't get scared
mm-hmm.
With stuff like that. I don't know why, but yeah. So I waited and waited and was so excited. And I even went on there in our group and was like, 5 minutes. And then I was like, it's time. And then, you know, to find yourself distracted, it was kind of disappointing.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Maybe it'll get better.
I hope so.
We'll talk about it later if it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, it does, you know, so... That'll come. Don't disappoint me, Ryan Murphy. Don't disappoint me.
Or else.
I know, right? All right. So, I guess we don't have anything until Monday. Monday the 19th,
mm-hmm.
which whenever our podcast airs, that might have already passed. But for us, it hasn't come yet. So, do you want to go into the 19th and what we got, what our friends can expect there? Because we're not really going to much discussion about these.
No.
Specific ones we picked, guys, that we're discussing.
On the 19th on Fox, you have Gotham, Season 3. I really want to say things, but I'm not going to say things.
Please don't.
Okay.
I've not watched Season 2, so...
I'll just say I have really mixed feelings about this show. It's really hard because... I started watching Season 2, and I got about halfway through it, and I said, dude, no, I can't do it anymore. #Gotham sucks.
I really hope I don't feel that way. Okay.
I hope so, too. Okay. And then on CBS, we have The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, they left that one at a cliffhanger. That's all I'll say.
They kind of did. And, you know, Big Bang Theory, I think, is, you know, maybe a little vanilla show for some people. And I still...
They started heating it up this season, I will say that, because Geekling always watched it with me, and there were times where I was like, oh, Pauls, you can't watch this season. There's things that are happening. You can't watch this season, buddy.
Kudos to Sheldon, I'll say, and Amy, who continues to be the best part of that show. Amy, oh, God, she's the best. But, you know, they're Leonard and Penny are going to do another wedding, and... Their parents are involved, and
yep, parents are involved.
And Katie Seagal is going to be on there, who I love. But I am excited about Big Bang. I know, you know, quote unquote, real nerds, real geeks are maybe a little bit skeptical of it, and that's fine. You know, I love me a good sitcom, and I like that show, so I'm excited for it to come back. Also on Fox is Lucifer,
which I love.
I got maybe like 5 episodes into it, and you know, I'm like, meh. But I know it's based on a comic book.
Yeah, and I won't spoil too much, but all I'll say is season 2, you get Lilith.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right, so on Tuesday the 20th.
No, it's fine.
New Girl comes back on Fox. I've been a New Girl fan from day one. I love this show. It is hilarious. It has heart. The cast of characters they have this incredible chemistry with each other. Jake Johnson and Zooey Deschanel in particular. At the end of last season, Cece and Schmidt got married. It didn't go the way that they planned it, but it was still just a really great episode. Nick is trying to start things up with a girl that he has a crush on. At the same time, Jess is realizing that maybe she has some unresolved feelings left for Nick, which of course she does because Nick's amazing. And so when we come back, it's like, I think it's 3 months after the wedding. Nick's been away with a new girlfriend. Jess has been trying to better herself. She's doing CrossFit, which is going to be hilarious. Learning a new language, things like that. She's trying to move on. But then when he comes back, she has to face him again. And what's going to happen? Nick and Jess is one of my all-time favorite TV couples. They're just so crazy and flawed, but they love each other. But they can't get it quite together yet. I will never tire of watching them or listening to Winston say any of the things that Winston says or any of the things that Schmidt says. Just a fantastic show if you don't watch it. What else we got? Scream Queens comes on that same night.
Scream Queens, which was is both of us like, yeah. Ryan Murphy better not screw this one up either. Man, Ryan Murphy, you about to be on my shit list, buddy.
I almost kind of halfway wished that Scream Queens was like a standalone, like one season thing. A little bit. I mean, it was just such a self-contained thing of its own, and I'm afraid that they're not going to be able to deliver again.
I see where you're going, but we kind of briefly talked on this already, but after watching that Comic-Con panel, I am kind of excited that it's the exact same people, and they're fixing to get thrown into almost dying again.
It's going to be hilarious.
I know, right? Because it's like, oh my God, again? how many seasons can these people continue to like either be accused of being serial killers or like being killed off as serial killers?
And John Stamos is in it.
Oh my God, yeah, we get Taylor Lautner and John Stamos now. Like, hello.
I'm I have high hopes. We'll see. I'm hoping that they can pull it off for another season.
I'm very excited about it. Which, on that same night, one that I watch, you don't, that I've been a fan of since season one, I can tell you all about everyone, and I have huge reservations for this year, is NCIS. Big changes, folks. We lost our Denozo. That's all I got to say. Don't screw this up, people. Don't screw this up.
Maybe another one that might fall into that category for the same night on the 20th is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Are we going to lose our geek card? Because here's the sad thing. I tried really hard to watch this, guys. And my friend Kelly, who is also now on a podcast here on Place to Be Nation, he was like, you got to give it a go. You know, it's one of those that you got to give it a couple, you know, more than a couple episodes. Kelly, buddy, I tried.
Yeah, me too. Sorry. But I've heard, you know, mixed things about what they're doing over there. So maybe we called it on this one. I don't know.
It may be one that I go back to again and try again, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right. What else we got coming up that week?
Well, that same night is NCIS New Orleans. Mm-hmm. It's staying the same, so kudos, boys. Keep on going. But on the 22nd, a show that we had starred to actually, like, talk about is one that you and I, like, decided to watch season one, which the sad thing is not a lot of people know about this show. I shared a video of it today in our TV group. It's called Superstore. It's on NBC.
People need to watch this show.
Oh my God, it's stinking hilarious.
You will find.
And especially if you've ever worked retail.
Oh God, yes. If you have ever dealt with a customer in your life, you need to be watching this show.
Yes.
God. Go ahead, set it up.
Oh my God, it's completely fantastic. So it's basically this box chain store, kind of like, I guess, Walmart or Target or one of those things. And it's the lives of all these people that work in there together and how they're all different and how it, like, doesn't go together, but it does. And you've got like one that's in high school, but she's pregnant and she still thinks, like, after having the baby, she can be a gymnast and she can, like, go back to go into the club.
And she has the dumbest fiance ever.
He's so dumb, but he's so funny. He's like, I'm gonna be a rapper. I'm gonna make a life for this baby.
You will find, I think, somebody you know in all of the characters.
You will. And it's America Ferrera, which, for those of you that ever, if you ever watched Ugly Betty, which was a fantastic show that ended way too soon. But she's one of the main characters. And then, what's his last name? Justin.
I can't believe you're asking me.
To the IMDb we go.
Yeah, do it.
Who ever invented that website?
Genius.
Did it. Genius. Like, we love you forever because it's just, like, the best thing ever. No, so I called him Justin because he played a guy named Justin once. Mm-hmm. His name is actually Ben Feldman.
Yes. He was in Mad Men. I loved him in Mad Men. He was in a short-lived show called A to Z that I was a fan of, too.
He was also in another short-lived show. Oh, crap. It was on Lifetime. It's where she, like, went to heaven. She died, went to heaven, hit the button because she was like, I refuse. And she, Oh, what the... I don't remember the name of that show right now, but I loved it so much. It was such a good show.
Was it Drop Dead Diva?
Yes, Drop Dead Diva.
Yeah, that's it. But he's great. He does real good straight man. You know, he does real good... letting people be crazy around him. I like that about him. Their boss is crazy. It's just a really good workplace comedy.
Their poor boss. Well, I don't know.
But it has a lot of heart. You know, it's funny. It has a lot of heart. It's on NBC.
Yes, that does come on NBC. And you can watch all of season one, I believe, on Hulu and the NBC app.
Yep.
To catch up on that. And on the same night, also on NBC, is The Blacklist, which is a fantastic show. It should be watched by everyone.
I might. I've never seen it, but I've heard great things about it.
Well, all I have to say about that one is James Spader. That's all you need.
Yeah, I was going to say Ultron's
James
in it.
James Spader,
so.
Like, it's all you need, and you're good. You're golden. It's a fantastic show. And it is, you've heard me mention that my husband, like, watches no TV, like, hardly. He does not miss The Blacklist. It's fantastic. So I guess on the 23rd, do you have anything you watch on the 23rd? I don't remember.
Wait,
guys, we're only bringing up shows. We know there's a ton of other shows, but we're talking about the shows that we watch, or going to be watching, or going to be trying. So in case you're like, there are way more shows, yes, we understand that, but we had to cap them at some point.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, we can't just be talking all day about all these shows. I mean, we had to narrow it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're experts.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about.
So I think I'm the only one that watches anything on Friday night, as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they're both on ABC. Quick blurb, they're really funny, really catchy. They're also some of those, like, comedy, dramedy, dramedies, I guess is what you call them.
Mm-hmm.
They have the heart, but they're funny, but they're, it's Ken Jeong, Dr. Ken Jeong, mm-hmm. you remember from all the Hangover movies?
Yeah, yeah.
It's him. And then Last Man Standing, which is Tim Allen, he got his own 30-minute mm-hmm. show again.
Mm-hmm.
So people should just, you know, give him a quick watch. I find both of them very honey, very fun, very honey. Well, they're sticky funny. No, they're very funny. They're very cute. They're about two different families, two different cultures, but they're very. I don't know, just kind of heartwarming. And it's Friday night, so sometimes you don't have time to watch it. So I actually watch them on Saturday morning while I'm, like, folding laundry and stuff like that.
Yeah, perfect for kinda, that sort
yeah,
of thing.
Perfect little thing to do like that. So, yeah, we need to check those out. My next one, we're excited about the 24th, so you should mention that one.
Speaking of Saturday morning, Star Wars Rebels comes on Disney XD. I really wish I could get my kid to watch some cartoons, but he is his mother's child. Well,
no,
well,
you can't
he
say
is,
that because they're like all about
cartoons.
Animated series now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he likes The Simpsons and he likes Futurama, and he likes Star Wars, but he won't watch a Star Wars cartoon.
See, mine actually asked me. He's like, "Could you set that one? Because this is sad. My geekling has a DVR of his own in his room.
That's not sad. That's amazing.
He would have enough." Room for everyone to record all the massive things that we record. So he actually asked if I could set that one to record in his room, which I think we already do record it, but for some reason it wasn't recording correctly. So he's like, can you make sure that's going right?
That's
so,
awesome. You're raising him right.
Some days I have to question. But
And then on Sunday, the 25th, this is one I know you want to talk about, Once Upon a Time. Comes back on the ABC.
Yes, and it I'm very excited about this season. For those of you that have been watching, you know, last season was all about Hades, and we brought him back, and there's a lot that happened, and we were in the underworld pretty much like all season, which was kind of cool because, I mean, there's only so much you can do in Storybrooke. For those of you that don't know Once Upon a Time, basically, yes, it is everybody you've ever had story, specifically Disney stories. They're now on screen, and they're adults, and things are happening. Bad things are happening, really bad things. And they all live in this little town called Storybrooke, which is actually invisible to every other human. So it's basically the only town left with magic. But next season, we're getting people, we're getting Jekyll and Hyde, I have some theories of my own as to who else we're getting. Like I said, it's just theories. But there's a comment that Jekyll makes, and it doesn't spoil anything, but there's a comment that Dr. Jekyll, or not Dr. Hyde actually makes. And he's like, "That's fine. We're going to Storybrooke. And I've told all of my friends." Because when you meet him, it's just him. So you're like, "We? Who's we?" And so he's like, "And I've told all of my friends," and they show, it spans out from his house, and it shows this giant world that he lives in. It's very steampunky.
Oh.
It's very, you're seeing like the big, the Zeppelins and things like that. So I'm going through all of my, in my head, I'm seeing all these like H.P. Lovecraft things mm-hmm. going on. I'm like, oh man, we could have Cthulhu, we could have it, we could have, like, there are so many possibilities for this season that they haven't really told us a whole bunch. And if somebody has been able to read something, like, shoot it my way, because I've not been able to, like, they're not being, like, as hush-hush as Stupid American Horror Story. But they have been pretty good at, you know, usually up till now they've given us, like, American Horror Story has, they've given us little videos where they're like, check out this. Like, when they brought in Elsa, they showed you it was Elsa because you got a little video with the little snippet of her shooting the ice out of her hand. Right. And you were like, oh my God, I got a real life Elsa. But, you know, this time the only little video we really got is, like I said, when they spanned out and you saw that whole steampunky world. And in my brain, when you got Jekyll and Hyde and the steampunky world, I'm going through my list, and I actually talked about it with my husband, and we started naming off, and, like, I can't name them off all right now because I feel like I'm on the spot. But, you know, like Jekyll and Hyde and Cthulhu and just all those different little genre of, like, kind of scary, almost bad guys that they're coming.
That's interesting.
So I'm really excited because now it's, yeah, stories come to life, but now it's not just like Wendy, darling, and Lancelot and Elsa and
maybe some lesser known, darker.
Well, not lesser known, not but lesser like known. No, because I mean, think about it. Everybody knows who Jekyll and Hyde is,
yeah,
even
true.
If you're not into Disney. You know,
yeah.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, yeah.
Cthulhu, not as well known unless you're a big reader. Uh-huh. But I mean, I'm thinking we're getting some good stuff is what I'm thinking.
That's awesome.
So I'm pretty excited to see if my theories are correct.
Well, on that night, the 25th, over on Fox, The Last Man on Earth is coming back. I've been watching that. Will Forte is a very, very strange little man. I enjoy him very, very much.
I've heard great things about the show.
He works really hard. You can tell he works really hard on that show. I think he does pretty much everything on it. Kristen Shaw's in it, and she's never not hilarious. She's so quirky, and she just has this thing that, I swear, you never know what she's going to say. That's a great show. I think this is the third season.
Okay, I didn't realize it had been on that long.
I feel like that's accurate.
Okay.
But that's a great show.
Yeah. Well, on the same night, it's being moved, which scares me. When they move shows like this that have been on for a while, you know, what ends up happening is like a season or two later, they're gone.
Womp womp.
I know. NCIS LA, which is, you know, that's where we get who was our Robin once. Crap, how did my brain just completely go dead? O'Donnell.
Chris.
Yes.
I don't think he wants to harken
him and
back
LL Cool J. They're partners on that show.
Mm-hmm.
That's such an amazing show. Because of them, honestly, there's such a cast of characters on that version of NCIS that I'm like, because this happened to all the CSIs, you know, when they started moving them from this night to that night to this night to that night, I was like, oh, crap, and it's happening. So that really scared me when I saw our, when we were, you know, and I started doing research, and I was like, oh, they moved it. Oh, God. So that scares me. And then to, like, finish out the month on the 28th, because if you guys haven't noticed a pattern with me, I really like police, criminal investigation, any kind of show like that. For those of you who know me, though, know I grew up in a household like that. You know, my father was a police detective for 20-something years. I worked in the police world as well, and I'm married military, so it kind of is no surprise that I'm really into this stuff. And so then on the 28th, which finishes up the month of September's returning shows that we watch, is Criminal Minds. Again, some changes, a lot of controversy, but apparently no more Shamar Moore, which is going to break a lot of hearts.
Yeah, I don't even watch that show and that breaks my heart.
There are some women that are going to be like, oh my God. And also, there was a thing that happened over the summer, apparently with the writers and the producers, and he's also a producer, so I'm not sure how this is going to affect the whole season, and I don't know at what part of the season it begins affecting it, but Thomas Gibson, who is a nice looking aging man, Aaron Hotchner, who's like the main head guy on there. It's been said in many interviews that he was thrown off the set by the head producer and told to not come back.
Wow.
So, if we just lost Shamar Moore and Thomas Gibson both, this could be a sad day, and I don't want to think about that. But that's on CBS on the 28th. So, okay, if you're a Colonel Mines person, like, let's cross our fingers and hope that this is not done for.
All right. What about October?
It takes us into October. I want you to start that one because, like, I'm a fan, but things have changed. I don't watch it, like, as much as I did, like, growing up.
Oh, gosh. Which one are we talking about?
The first. October 1st. Like,
Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, a lot of people have different opinions about Saturday Night Live.
I watch it for the guests at this point.
I will pick and choose what I watch. And, you know, if the skits are any good, they're going to be on the internet the next day anyway. But there is something to be said about the tradition of Saturday Night Live and the talent that comes out of that show. I know they've added some cast members and maybe lost some cast members, but that's how that show goes. I mean, you can't cry about that. Look at all the wealth of talent that's come out of there. That's what Lorne Michaels does. So I just, you know, I'm always going to watch Saturday Night Live.
For me, it's just not Molly Shannon and Will Ferrell, so it's hard. Yeah, that was the days.
They can't all be Jimmy Fallon
More
and Tina Fey.
More cowbell. I know, right? So on the second, we have Ash vs. the Evil Dead. If you are a huge fan of the Evil Dead, which I know many of our friends are, I highly suggest you check this out. If you didn't for season one, because you were like, oh my God, they're going to screw this up. My husband did, and he was thoroughly impressed. And he's a huge Evil Dead fan. So I suggest you check it out because season two. And that is actually, you know, why didn't I write down the stinking?
Is it Stars? It's on Stars?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You got that for me? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, it is Stars.
Girl.
So it's one of those that you may have to have a subscription or like talk to a friend to watch.
Legally. Legally,
that's it. Yeah, you're talking to a friend to legally go watch it. Duh, I'm not advocating illegalness here.
Of course you're not.
But yes, I suggest if you were hesitant because you're a huge Evil Dead fan to please give it a go. And then October 4th is kind of you there. Well, it's both of us for one, but...
Well, let's talk about getting into October.
Yeah, maybe this is where I should interject what I was going to wait for
show.
So we were going to wait and give you guys a little blurb at the end of the show, which I feel like because we're getting into October, I need to give you now. And that is, we're fixing to start. This is when CW really hits it. I hate that they wait till October, but I kind of love it too. And with that being said, you all know, the ones of you that have listened to us so far, which we love that you have, that we have a huge love for pretty much anything that comes on the CW. So because we have such a huge love for anything that comes on the CW, we're not actually going to really talk about them today. We're going to tell you what day they're coming on and that they come on the CW. And that's probably going to shock you. So that's why we wanted to tell you this, because we are, after they air, going to devote one of our podcasts to nothing but our love of CW and their first airings, and kind of talk about how we feel they started their season off and how well some of the even new shows, like if we liked them or if we didn't. So as we're going down the list here, if you're hearing us mention a CW show and you're like, why aren't they talking about it? This is why.
Because we need like a whole other show to talk about.
Yeah, like if we tried to start talking about any of them, we would be here all day, and we have to pick our children up from school, or they would be calling them in like, ma'am, your child is still here. Which my child would be like, hey, you just stay. I'm going to play Pokemon. But, you know, there's a limit, guys. There's a limit.
All right. That being said, on October 4th, The Mindy Project comes back on Hulu. this show is so quirky and weird and hilarious. And Mindy Kaling works her ass off on this show. She writes it, she produces it, she stars in it. She's, I mean, it's her baby, and it shows. Some people maybe are not, you know, like, her voice is annoying, or like, she's so shallow, but it has a real heart to it. And I love the diversity of the show. I love her pop culture addiction. And she just has way of delivering lines, and but she's hilarious, but then she also has this deep emotional layer too. A really controversial thing that happened throughout last season was, you know, her main love interest, they broke up, and the whole season, and I mean, you rooted for them for like 2-3 seasons, and then he's gone, and you're like, what are they gonna do now? They give her, of course, some failed relationships throughout the season, and then they set her up with this very unlikely person that you don't want to like, but then by the time last season was over with, you were like rooting for them. So it's been just a roller coaster on that show. I love it. It moved from Fox to Hulu, and I think it's been even better since it's been on Hulu. So that is on Tuesday the 4th. Of course, probably I'm going to be watching The Flash that night, so Mindy might have to wait till the next day. And then, of course, on Wednesday the 5th, Oliver Queen is back, yo. And cannot wait to see it. What about on Friday the 7th?
On Friday the 7th is one that I wanted to briefly talk about with you guys. It's called The Ranch, and it's a Netflix. And the way this is working, it's not actually season 2. They're calling it season 1B. So apparently they must have wanted to see how the first few episodes they had did before they gave you all of them or before they finished recording them. Quickly, because like we said, there's so many shows here, I started watching this. For those of you guys that know, my dad passed of cancer at the end of February, beginning of March, which was sadly a very quick battle, but a very rough battle for him. And one of the main stars of The Ranch is, gosh, my brain just went completely
Ashton
dead.
Ashton Kutcher.
Sorry. It's Ashton Kutcher and...
Oh, we just did this the other night.
We did. We talked about this, and the reason why I wanted to talk about it with you guys. The sons on the show are played by Danny Masterson and Ashton Kutcher, which worked well together before. So they're doing it again, and their dad, and they're the Bennett boys, and they all live together with their dad, who is Bo Bennett, played by Sam Elliott. Mm-hmm. And growing up, my dad, like, has always personified Sam Elliott. Like, even if you've ever watched Sam Elliott interviews, like, the way they dress, the way they carry themselves, like, my dad wasn't that gray yet, but, so watching this, I actually found it 2 days after we got home from his funeral, and so I came home, and I just needed to be in my room, and I needed to be alone, and I wanted to be left alone, and I turned on this show, and I thought, I'm not going to be able to make it through this, because it is about a ranch, and for you guys that know me, I grew up on a farm, so, you know, I thought, I'm not going to be able to do this, but it actually was exactly what I needed, and because of that, I fell in love with this show, and it's funny, but it's got things that happened that, like, for example, the son that's played by Ashton Kutcher, he's kind of like a washed up, like, he was the it football player, and now he's come back to town, and he's really got nothing going for him except for his looks, and he's like a ladies man, and their names are Colt and Rooster. But there's all these arguments that they keep having about their dad, and all it is their dad is wanting them to learn, like, you're at the age you are now, like, if you're here, you need to work, and you need to be part of the farm, and the reason is, like, apparently they don't know it, but their mom's and dad's marriage is, it's done, like, it's failing, and it's gone, and there's a lot that's, like, going on between, so it's, like, it's kind of like one of those, like, the Ken, you know, the Dr. Ken show or Last Man Standing, where there's funny, but there's family, and there's, you know, of course it's Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson, so there's like funny little sexual things and going on, like, you know, and they both have girlfriends at the end of the episode and not just random ladies, and it's really funny, and Alicia Cuthbert is in it.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's in it, and she was Colt's high school love, and they're dealing with that now because Colt still has feelings, but they're grown and she's with somebody else now, and so it's kind of like there's like some romance going in there, but it's funny, but it's like serious, and but watching that, like, it was almost like watching Sam Elliott and everything he was going through, it was almost like my dad was still right there with me. Aww. So it was like really hard but really good at the same time. I just recommend the show just because, I mean, for any of you that like that kind of show, like, I think it would be a great show. It was actually recommended to me because the one that we talked about last time, the whole Squirtle recall, the renamed Lovesick, it was like, because you watched this, you might this.
See, Netflix knows what you need.
It knows what you need when you need it, folks, as I'm over here crying. So, yeah. Like,
it's kind of magical when, you know, something like that finds you at a point where you need it, and, you know, your heart just grabs onto it, and you get something out of it. And, you know, if I was a creator, that's what I would want for something
I would almost want to get, like, an email or something, like, if I was an author or a writer for a TV show or any one of those things, like you said, a creator of whatever, and for somebody to tell me, like, this hit me at this point or this hit me in this way, I would feel like I had done my job.
Exactly.
Even if that was that one note out of 1,000 hate mail, mm-hmm. I feel like I had done my job well. And they have. Like, it was what I needed. And I honestly was afraid, because it was a decent amount of episodes. I want to say 12 or 13. Can't remember. I'd have to look. So I thought for sure, oh, if they decide that this is coming back because it did well, I won't get it until 2017.
Yeah.
And so when we started doing research and I was like, oh my gosh, I was extremely excited to see I'm getting more episodes and I'm not having to wait like till next
That's
March.
Awesome. See, Netflix never lets you down.
No, they made me very, very happy.
I'm glad.
That. And I probably will, like, watch it. I will be like, okay, what time on the 7th? Are we talking, like, midnight on the 6th? Or, like, I'm going to be watching for that. Like, I'm ready.
Okay, Saturday the 8th? Oh, there's nothing on that night? Oh, yeah, that's my birthday. Not watching TV that night. Okay, skipping forward to the 10th. Supergirl will be on the CW.
Yes, moving to the CW. Big changes.
So excited. And more about her on our next show.
Yes.
What else we got?
Supergirl's on the 10th.
Supergirl's, that's right.
Which I know you quit watching, but I still love.
I like that show, but it was like the same jokes over and over. And
you are not the only friend of mine that has said that. I have had, like, you and two or three others that have, like, come on, you're beating a dead horse.
A little bit.
Which I get, but there's, like, yeah, maybe the same jokes, but it's kind of one of those, like, your go-to. Mm. Like, I can turn it on in the background, and I die laughing.
It is funny.
And, like, it's really funny, and they are trying to do a few different things, but I feel like things are going really well right now, and things are not supposed to go well for them.
Yeah, and so, that was the other thing. Like, it seemed like every time they would try to move forward, it was something devastating would happen, and then they lost all their money again, and then they would try something else, and that didn't work out. And I'm like, that's too much like my normal life, okay? So let's just...
But I think that's why I liked it, is because it was like, oh my god, it's normal. Not everything is rainbow and freaking sunshine.
Oh my god. Alright, what else?
The 13th. We go to the 13th.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yep.
And Supernatural, both on
my boys back in town. Sorry.
Oof.
I get really excited.
Don't we all?
And then we go to the 17th, another CW show, which is Jane the Virgin. Highly recommend. If you have not watched, do not let it go because of its name. So catch up before we start talking about CW shows.
And then over the 20th on Fox is a remake. Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, I don't think we should. I got to think about this. We were going to talk about it as a new, but we're just going to throw it in real quick. It's a made for TV movie, so right. It's a one shot. It's not a show like I thought it was going to be. So on that night, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, made for TV movie. We're getting some people that are from the original show will play new parts, not their original part, but new parts. In the movie. So since there's nothing else on that night, guys, I think you should check it out.
I probably will.
Probably I may record it. I may not watch it that night. Right. That's getting close to.
Oh, actually, I won't because I'll be out of town. But I'll watch it. When
yes,
I get back.
Yes, you will be.
The 21st on Friday on Netflix we have Black Mirror, which is a fantastic kind of anthology horror kind of futuristic.
I've heard it's kind of like Mr. Robot and Mr. Robot, Orphan Black, and parts of American Horror Story had a baby is what somebody told me once.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate. It's the episodes are standalone episodes. I think there's only like 3 per season. A la Sherlock or whatever. But
okay. I didn't realize that. I mean, I've been told that I need to watch it and I have to watch it, but I didn't realize that's how it went.
It's kind of there. Each episode has its own little theme and its own little world. And I think they have a Christmas special that John Hamm was in. It was super good. I love Black Mirror. It's weird. It's British. Very British. But very, very worth the watch on Netflix. The CW has Vampire Diaries that night and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend coming back.
Which is such a funny show. Watch it too, so we can talk about it during CW post.
And then the blockbuster of all October, maybe even to rival the CW shows.
I'm fixing to totally lose all nerd cred, I think.
You're lucky I love you, because The Walking Dead comes back on Sunday the 23rd.
To followed by The Talking Dead, which, you know, you have to watch. If you have to watch.
I mean, especially on this episode. Chris Hardwick is going to have his hands full.
I kind of want to watch it just because I really love Chris Hardwick, but then I was like, at some point, I do plan. Here's the thing, guys. Some of you know this. Some of you don't. I don't actually watch The Walking Dead. I get you guys tagging me in posts all the time where you're like, ha ha, right, Miranda? Can't wait for Daryl to do this, right? And I have not had a heart to tell you that I've not made it 20 minutes past the first episode because I was sick, like sicker than a dog during episode 1. And I was sniffing and coughing so much, Jerry paused it and looked at me and he was like, well, how the hell do you expect me to watch a show when I can't hear it for all your coughing and sneezing? And I was like, I can't help that I'm sick. And I was actually interested in that show too. So he turned it off.
So you might have been becoming a zombie. Is that what you're saying?
I felt like I was becoming.
You're like, I can't watch this zombie show.
No, okay? I had the swine flu, guys. I'm not even joking. I was that sick. I had the swine flu. It was bad. It was really bad.
Oh, Kate,
I got it from Geekling. Like, we both had it. I was super sick. Like, I couldn't stop getting, like, I was getting so sick. And so we turned it off, and the whole intention was we will watch it later. When I could breathe and he could hear over my breathing. And it just never happened.
And then 6 years later, you still have not watched it.
And I've tried to turn it on, like, here and there, and I get, like, distracted by other things. And our nephew is, like, hardcore Walking Dead fan. Like, when Sonya came to Fanaticon a couple years ago, mm-hmm. I actually got for him for Christmas. And I told her, you know, it's for my nephew. I took a picture with her. And then I had her sign one of her prints. And
I
had it signed, like, to him directly. And, you know, we've bought him several of the compendiums for his birthday, Christmas, and we gave him, but that year we gave him compendium, I think, 3 or 4 with that signed thing from her.
Awesome.
And I thought I almost crapped myself.
Yeah.
But he loved it. So it's not, and I know the lore. I've read compendium 1. Like, I'm not an idiot. I just haven't seen it, guys.
I have faith that you will get caught up.
I know I will, eventually. And it's in my list. I plan to, but now you have to understand that there are so many new things throwing at me that to go back and watch six seasons. That's a lot of work, people.
It is, but it's worth it.
I do. I have a friend from high school that he keeps tagging me. He's like, "Come on, Miranda, Sunday night." I'm like, "Oh God, do I tell him? Do I not tell him?" Like, I guess he knows now.
Cat's out of the bag, friend.
Oh, he knows now.
Comic Book Men also comes back on that night, which,
guys.
I mean, I'm a sucker for Kevin Smith, so I love that show. Well, as far as returning shows, I think that's all that we have on our list.
Now that we have the 27th, which is Mom and Life in Pieces.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Must watch Life in Pieces. Oh, my God, you will be in pieces.
And that's on CBS?
Both of those are on CBS, okay. And they come on back-to-back.
Okay.
Which will be, for those of you that do watch Big Bang Theory, it's going back to its Thursday night. So it'll be like Big Bang Theory, Mom, and Life in Pieces. They all go there, like, boom, boom, boom. They all, like, play together. So fantastic, cool shows there. So, yeah, that's it. And then we picked, there are so many new shows.
Oh.
As you can hear, we already watched so many shows that I don't know how we have the time to. And you have to understand that both of us DVR, and sometimes we'll wait until it's 3 or 4 hour episodes in, or we'll watch it while we're doing laundry or while we're cooking dinner, because we are moms.
Mm-hmm.
So we've picked a small handful, and literally it is like a handful of shows that we are going to give a go. Wouldn't you say?
I would say, yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot. Something that has already premiered, it premiered on FX on September 10th, is Atlanta. I watched the first episode and the second one's on my DVR. I like this show. It has Donald Glover from Community. I don't know how autobiographical it is, but he's amazing in it, and it's hilarious, and it's sad. I laughed and cried in that first episode. Definitely watching this show. The Good Place on NBC is coming up on the 19th.
Yes, and it's one that I have chose to kind of tell you guys a little bit about because I'm really excited. I saw the preview pretty early in the, hey, here's some new previews. And I was really excited about it. It's Ted Danson and Kristen Bell. And I love those two. And so I'm really excited to see those two together. And what's happened is she's gone to the good place. I guess it's not really heaven, but it's the good place. So I guess we're being politically correct here. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But she's gone to the good place. And the reason she's gone to the good place apparently is because her name is identical to somebody else's. And she's died.
What?
Yeah, they say that in the preview. She is not actually the person.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, because you did this and because you did this. And she's like, oh, that's not me. Like, it's not like she has been sent to the good place. The thing is, so she's trying to define what it means to be good. And apparently the one little line that they give you is a woman struggles to define what it means to be good. And so she's in this good place now. It's just who she is, and everything is good. And then in the preview, they actually show her trying to cuss. And so she's like, "What the fork?" Like, apparently, it's physically impossible to do those things now that you're there. You can't be bad. Like, it's not.
That just lends itself for comedy.
So this is all the things that are going to happen, and I hope it sticks around. And I have every intention of watching it. And it sounds like from what happens in it that because it comes on at 7:30, and my little, I call him little. He's not really so much little anymore. Technically, I was told the other day he's a tween now.
Oh goodness!
Stab me now. But it comes on at 7:30, and I feel like after watching the preview, this is something that I can have on while he is still awake. And it's on NBC at 7:30 on the 19th.
All right. Is there something else coming on?
That day, yeah. I wasn't going to talk long and hard about it, but Kevin can wait. He's a retired policeman. I watched the preview. Looks really funny. It's, well, I had... a lot of brain farts today. Oh my gosh,
Kevin James.
Oh my gosh, sorry that you heard sneezing there. Apologize. It is.
Don't turn into a zombie over there.
No, it's sinus. It's peanuts, guys.
Sure,
peanuts.
Sure.
I don't do peanuts here in the the planting, growing, blah. Yeah, Kevin James. So Kevin James has a new sitcom called Kevin Can Wait. He's a retiring police officer, and it's all about, I guess the first episode is him retiring. He's going to be at home now. So, I mean, I'm sure hilarity will ensue.
And that's on
so
CBS, we'll see. Right?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what time slot, but... and then the 20th, you actually informed me of this one.
Yeah, the 20th is a new show on NBC called This Is Us. It has Milo Ventimiglia.
I've never been able to say that man's name right. Just never been able to. It's okay, but he is gorgeous.
Of Gilmore Girls fame, Heroes fame.
Hero?
Yeah.
Oh, and he was also on, I just watched him the other day as the bad guy.
He was on Gotham, yeah.
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 He was really bad.
In the promo, he's like straight up naked, like you see his butt cheeks. So I'm like, I might
all right.
But the premise of it is people are all the main characters are born on the same day. So it just kind of goes into their lives. And it looks like I'm going to be crying continuously.
I was told if you liked Parenthood, if you enjoyed Parenthood, this is the new show for you. This is the show to go to.
So it might be a little bit too real for me. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I quit Parenthood.
I'm going to have to like try it and see how they do, but I ain't trying to, empty out all of my emotions like that much.
I save all my feels for science fiction because it's a different kind of feel.
Yeah. And on the 21st is a new show on ABC called Speechless, which I actually have already watched the premiere episode early somehow. And it was really funny. It has Minnie Driver in it. It is about
Yes, that's what that one is. Oh, yeah, yes.
She's the mother of three children, and one of them has special needs. He's in a wheelchair, but she's like Mama Bear. It's really, really, really funny and touching episode that I watched, and I'm definitely putting it on my list. Something that I couldn't even get through the trailer for was Lethal Weapon on Fox.
No, but my husband, for some reason, was like, let's see if they screw it up. Because, you know, they screwed up a few last year, and I was like, ugh, have we learned nothing? So my household is going to give it a go. We're going to see if they can do it or not. So that's why it's on the list, is because I'm giving it a go.
All right.
And then on 21st as well on ABC, and I'm so excited about this, guys. She's been laughing at me.
Yeah.
Need to hush. Designated Survivor, which is Kiefer Sutherland, who I think is like one of the most badass men ever.
Not in question at all.
It's not in question at all. But so the premise of the show is that during anytime they have a State of a Union address, and this is a true thing that they do, anytime they have a State of a Union address, they take a low-level cabinet member, and they put him and they seal him, and usually his spouse, too, and sometimes even his child, off in a quarantined, like, can't be bombed, can't be gunned down, protective safe room, basically, like a panic room. Mm-hmm. And they keep them there on the premise of should something happen. So that's the storyline, is a low-level cabinet worker, remember, becomes president of the United States because some catastrophic attack or event, they haven't told us what, kills everyone above him in the line to be president. So Kiefer Sutherland is that cabinet member, and all I can think to myself every time I see the preview, which is not a very long one, because it's a lot of things blowing up, and it's a lot of Kiefer Sutherland running around, and he's on the phone with his daughter for like a few minutes. All I see, guys, is Jack Bauer is now president. Holy crap! Jack Bauer is president. Sorry, I just screamed into my mic. If your crumbs are bleeding, I apologize. But Jack Bauer is president. And I have been waiting for this to happen since I was in high school. You must understand this. And it has happened, and I'm almost 32. So, Designated Survivor on ABC is a must.
All right.
I just got worked up.
Now?
Like, my heart is beating what else?
On the 23rd, now let's let our hearts beat for real, because The Exorcist is coming to Fox.
If they do it well,
yeah,
this could be great.
I watched the trailer today. I don't know. It looked pretty good, but we'll see.
It has
huge shoes to fill, obviously, but I'm definitely going to give it a go, along with Van Helsing over on Sci-Fi. Sci-Fi is kind of like one of my little quirky things. Like, there's a show
which
there called
Which totally just reminded me. Van Helsing was one of the names we threw out there when we were thinking of who could be coming to Storybrooke. Yeah.
But Sci-Fi has some interesting stuff going on.
Sci-Fi has rarely let me down. I'm not going to say they don't let me down.
But they have a couple gems over there.
They got some gems, and they got some gems going on now.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
On Sunday the 25th on Fox is Son of Zorn.
That's a you. That's a so you.
I watched the trailer again today. Oh, my God. On my note, it just says, yes, in capital letters.
I watched the preview where he's, like, sitting on the toilet, and he's, like, talking to himself.
Okay, this
and
is
I,
a mixture
I thought it was funny.
Of live action and animation. So, yes, and yes. There's Jason Sudeikis, there's Cheryl Hines, there's Tim Meadows. It just looks hysterical. It's what I want to watch. I'm sorry. It's going to be great. I already know it's instant classic. It's going to be hilarious. Something else happening over on Sci-Fi on the 27th is Channel Zero. I looked into this a little bit, and
yeah, we both briefly watched a very, would you call it obscure or kind of like a not much information, but interesting preview?
I think they're doing that on purpose. All they have is a couple of like 30-second teaser trailers. They don't have an actual trailer. And from what I can tell, this story is based off of something from Creepypasta, which is like a podcast and I think a YouTube channel too.
Which both of us, when we were watching it, we were talking to each other, on a call at the same time. And so we're both watching it and we both went, oh.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of that horror genre too.
And if I could see potential in a 30-second teaser, then
yeah,
I'm going to give it a try.
And then here's Big Daddy. The Big Daddy.
What?
The Big Daddy of September.
I feel like drum roll. Right? Like, I can't do a drum roll.
On the 30th.
Yes.
Marvel's Luke Cage on Netflix.
Oh my God. Hold me now.
I watched this trailer like 3 times today.
I'm sorry. My bad singing skills.
It's amazing. I'm a huge fan of Daredevil and Jessica Jones. So I just expect same quality, same fight scenes. I mean, better.
Well, they've done a really good job. I mean, they haven't... Everything we've had... Excuse my dog. She's a butthead. Everything we've had from them has been great. And I don't know if any of you guys know the gentleman that they've picked as Luke Cage.
Mike Coulter.
Mike Coulter. But he's been in a ton of stuff.
Yes.
Zero Dark Thirty, Men in Black 3, Million Dollar Baby. I mean, he was in Jessica Jones. If those of you that watch The Good Wife, The Following, he was actually in American Horror Story for several episodes. There was a show on CW called The Ringer. I mean, obviously, CW, they find people they know and they know talent. He was on a show called Ringer on the CW. I mean, he's been in several things,
right,
and he doesn't disappoint. He's an amazing actor. He's very on point. And when they first announced who they had picked, I heard some guffs and some
really?
But I think because people didn't know who he was.
Maybe.
Like, these are shows that I've watched. I know you've watched. But I was like, you need to get your crap together, people. You don't know what you're
I think
about.
He looks amazing.
He fits it.
He fits. Yeah, he looks the part.
That's Luke Cage.
Yeah. There's another guy in that show, Frankie Faison. The guy, I guess he plays Pop, that was on a show called Banshee that I really enjoyed. I'm really looking forward to their back and forth, because they have several scenes together in the trailer. So I'm looking forward to that. Alfre Woodard is in it. Rosario Dawson is featured heavily in the trailer, but on IMDb, she's only in one
episode. She's not listed. But, you know, that's happened a lot.
Yeah.
And just briefly, for those of you, if you don't know what Luke Cage, who he is or what it's about, I'll give you a brief. Basically, it's a sabotage experiment. And so he's given basically this like durability and super strength, like super, like way superhuman strength. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of indestructible is the word I'd like to use. And he's a wrongly accused man, and he was sent to prison, but he escapes prison and becomes like this hero for hire. And that's who he is, and that's right. What he's about. So,
and he's badass.
There's so much more to him than that, but that's like a brief, like, this is Luke Cage. Mm-hmm. If you want a brief description of him, like, that's kind of what he does. He's a hero for hire, and he is bringing justice. I mean, I guess you could call him a vigilante, because most heroes for hire are vigilantes.
And I'm just excited that he's in the same world with Daredevil and Jessica Jones, and I can't wait for them to all come together too. And that's September 30th on Netflix. October 2nd is another huge deal. Westworld on HBO.
Very interesting looking.
Very. It's from Jonathan and Lisa Nolan, and I think J.J. Abrams is involved in it, too.
I thought I had read that, but I didn't see a confirmation.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I didn't, when I was researching it earlier, I didn't realize that it was inspired by a movie written by Michael Crichton from the 70s. So, it's about a futuristic theme park that is populated by artificial beings. So, it has like a Western feel, which is like the theme park part, the fake part. And then it mm-hmm. has a futuristic, which is in the present. So, you have the dichotomy between the Western and the futuristic worlds that I think looks really interesting. And the cast is just stellar. I mean, Anthony Hopkins, Ed Harris, Evan Rachel Woods, James Marsden, Thandie Newton, which I haven't seen her on much lately, Jeffrey Wright. Watch the trailers for Westworld. It looks amazing. I can't.
All I
want to
say is, have we learned nothing about parks? I'm just saying. Like, this usually doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Especially when Anthony Hopkins is involved.
Agreed.
Well, him is playing someone.
Right.
Not him. He's great.
Yeah. And a fun fact about this that I read today was that one of the episodes is written by Ed Brubaker, famous comic book writer. So I thought that was interesting.
Hmm. Well, it makes me wonder, was this ever a book or a comic book idea? And maybe we just don't know it.
That.
Or didn't realize it, because you know when that happened to us on another one that we're going to get to, we didn't. I wasn't, and I can't believe I didn't realize this, but it's actually from a favorite author of mine, and we didn't realize, you know, that it was a book mm-hmm. before. So I'm mm-hmm. wondering if maybe if we start digging, the Westworld was or is.
Just real quickly, because we're kind of running short of time. On October 3rd, there's a new show called Timeless on NBC, which is about time travel. It looks pretty amazing because I'm mm-hmm. a sucker for time travel. On the 4th, October 4th, I think after Flash, is a new CW show called No Tomorrow. That looks very interesting. It's like a apocalyptic situation where somebody thinks the world's going to end, and she wants to experience life without as much as she can without before the world ends, whatever. And then on the 11th on ABC, a new comedy called American Housewife. Okay, you have to watch the trailer to maybe.
You do. We were going to talk about this, but I feel like they have to watch the trailer. Like, you just have to watch
the trailer. It's a family comedy. The actress is Katie Mixon, who you might remember her from Mike and Molly. She was the funny pothead sister on there. She's also on Eastbound and Down. She's hilarious. This chick is so funny. Diedrich Badger, Bader is on it too as the husband. And they're kind of like the fish out of water family in a rich neighborhood. she's kind of the chubby, weird mom, and all the other moms are, like, super, you know, put together, and you know, they wear their little yoga pants and workout clothes and drink green smoothies, and she just feels very out of place among the other mothers. I identify with this quite a bit in the school situation my son is in. So she just, everything on that trailer, it just hit home for me, you know, talking about her body issues and about, you know, how she's perceived by the other mothers. And, it just really, she has a kid that's a little different, and, I just can't wait. I can't wait to see how she does on the show. I think it's going to be hilarious. On the 13th on USA, there's one, a new show called Falling Water. Kind of has an Inception vibe to it. And then I think you wanted to talk about on October 22nd.
Yes.
Over on the BBC America, we have...
it's Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
I just wanted to hear you
say
that.
Which is like so mouthful. and I actually saw the preview on BBC for the first time yesterday while dropping some stuff off at a friend's house for a school event. And her and I were both like, it has Elijah Wood in it, which I didn't really need to know anymore after that. Actually, I did. And this was the one we were talking about where when Jenny and I were doing research and we found out the show was coming and we watched the preview. I am a huge Douglas Adams fan, which most of us that read and are in the nerd world are. Who, if you don't know who Douglas Adams is, for shame, but he wrote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and the whole Hitchhiker series. Mm-hmm. But apparently he also wrote an entire series that somehow I missed along the way called Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. and when doing a lot of research on this, apparently there was an adaptation of it years ago and didn't go well because I never heard anything about it. And I probably would have started trying to check it out. But this is an 8-part series. It was an 8-part series that was penned by another guy, but it was made popular by Douglas Adams, apparently.
Ah, okay.
So the sentence I want to read to you guys that I found in an article by The Slanted, I feel like I have to give them props. It says, corpse, cops, traps, cult, assassins, parabilts, vampires, lottery ticket, kitten court. Everything is connected in this bizarre world. So, like, really? Like, you don't want to watch it after that? It says people that are fans of Doctor Who, Monty Python, Sherlock. How did I just call my favorite show Sherlock? Although I want to lick Benedict Cumberbatch, so that's a different story altogether.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe that's why I call it Sherlock now. New name, folks. New name. It is now Sherlock. Okay. Anyway, they're saying there's a kitten shark. And every time I hear something else, I'm like, what? I watched the preview and I saw Elijah Wood in a bellhop uniform, like old school bellhop with like little hat slanted to the side and everything. And I'm like,
nice.
Oh. But it says that Dirk Gently is a fast talking eccentric detective who is hired to investigate different cases, different peculiar, apparently cases that happen in this hotel. And apparently he has a philosophy that kind of hinges on weird beliefs and a weird untangled mystery. So I'm very excited. There were a lot of names that I recognized. There's a Supernatural alum that looks like it's gonna be in there.
Nice.
I don't want to give too much away because I really want people to go watch this, but there are descriptive words that are popping up, like former punk chick, security officer assigned to protect murder victims, you know, psychic vampires.
I'm nice. Just throwing,
I don't want to, like, I don't know a whole lot, but all I'm seeing is, like, these words popping out at me. There's a failed CIA experiment that's apparently in this, like.
Wow.
A lot going on here, but I feel like we need to find out if it's too much. But if you're a fan of Douglas Adams and you are a fan of Hitchhikers, you know that there was a lot in Hitchhikers, mm-hmm. but it all worked well.
It does.
And it all went together, and it had to for a reason. So we need to be watching Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency on BBC America on the 22nd.
We sure will.
I just said that. I was an announcer.
On the 27th, there's a new show on CBS called Pure Genius. And
yes.
Now I have totally forgotten what it's about. So
I described it after watching the preview. That was, by the way, guys, it's like a 6-minute preview. So I apologize, but go watch it. I pictured if Cisco Ramon and all his contraptions and stuff. And who's the other person I said?
You didn't say another person, did you?
Yeah, I did. I took like Cisco and I took... And in my brain, you could also add like Felicity in there. And then the bad guy. Oh, Max Lord from Supergirl.
Yeah, that's who you
said. Took all three of them and took their technology. It's more of like a technology. But apparently there's some sci-fi to it in the realm of like... This is a little more overboard than we've ever done with technology in the health world, is what I grasped from that 6 minute
video. Gotcha.
So it's kind of like if you took them and what they are able to, those three, and what they're able to do with technology.
And
so
put it
I thought
in,
I
a, in a hospital setting.
And put it in a hospital setting. That's it.
Gotcha.
So I thought I'd record it and just see. It may not last. It may be a.
Yes,
it may be
CBS,
a.
Yes, so.
I mean, there's a lot going. It seemed like there's a lot going on, but it seemed interesting enough. It seemed kind of dry, so.
And the next day, on October 28th, there's a new Amazon show called Good Girls Revolt. And. Revolt? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And that looks like a 60s era show where the girls are in a news magazine in the late 1960s, and it follows their personal lives. I would give that like a Mad Men kind of vibe, maybe just a girls version. Anna Camp is in it, and she's really cute. I will probably start that. Amazon's not bad. Their original content is not as good as Netflix, obviously, but they do have some really good shows on Amazon. And then over on TBS, one of the more interesting things that I looked at is a show called People of Earth. I'm interested to see what TBS does with it. Wyatt Cenac from The Daily Show is in it, and he's kind of like a kind of a skeptic kind of guy. And he investigates this support group for a bunch of weirdos who think they've been abducted by aliens. The more that he learns about them, he kind of gets seduced into their way of thinking. So you meet this cast of characters and you find out all their abduction stories, and then, you know, you see it through his skeptic lens. I don't know. I think there's potential there.
It looked really funny.
It did look really funny.
I was quoting the preview to her. Like while we were watching it.
I really like him too. I like Wyatt. I liked him a lot on the Daily Show.
Yeah.
All right. So that gets us through new and returning shows through September and October.
Yes.
Real quickly in November,
there weren't many, but there were a couple that we wanted to be like, hey, this is coming.
Most notably, Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
On Netflix, on the 25th, just a fan darling, like, show that we have clamored, or the fans have clamored for some resolve on that show.
Yes.
We need to tie up a lot of loose ends from Gilmore Girls, and for sure, we will have a full-length episode.
On Gilmore Girls.
On Gilmore Girls, no question.
Of course.
At all.
Yeah. But real quick, just to read off the other ones that we're going to be, it's Salem, Lovesick, which we've talked about now, which was the old name with Squirtle Recall.
Right.
It's coming back to Netflix, which makes me happy. The Librarians on TNT on the 20th. And that's really it.
Okay.
In November, unless something pops up that we're unaware of.
And then quickly, I think we wanted to go through some of the mid-season premieres because there's several interesting things happening.
So mid-season returning, I don't have days or times. So guys, I apologize, but this is returning. Will be Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, The Originals, Sleepy Hollow, Grimm, and iZombie for myself, which iZombie will be included in the CW discussion for sure. And then Jenny, what did you have returning? Any mid-season returning for you?
I don't think so.
You didn't? Okay.
I don't think so.
And then there were some mid-seasons that we were going to look at picking up. One I had that Jenny doesn't. Blacklist is going to have a spinoff this year, which I highly recommend you checking out the... Which I knew nothing about, and I watched Blacklist, like, regularly. So I'm kind of shocked I knew nothing about this. But Blacklist Redemption focuses more on Tom, if you're familiar with Blacklist. So go watch the preview on YouTube for that. The other three, we both have interest in checking out. Emerald City, from what we can gather, it's a new take on Oz to some extent. What was that coming on?
That's NBC.
Going to be on NBC. Mm-hmm. Riverdale, which, yes, guys, it is the Riverdale you're thinking of. And that's going to be on...
CW.
Is it a CW?
Yeah.
Yes. They've never let us down, guys, so we'll talk about that one, too. And then Midnight Texas, which is actually a book series, kind of within a book series from Charlene Harris. If you have not checked it out, go check it out. She has a series by Harper Connelly. And in Harper Connelly series, she introduces another character, which then gets her the Midnight Texas, which is currently two books, which I guess two books is all it needed. That character being introduced in Harper Connelly, and then the two books about Midnight Texas. It now has its own show. I plan on checking it out, and Jenny does too, and she didn't even realize it was a book series.
No.
We're both going to check that out for sure.
What channel was that?
Oh, goodness. What did they say that was going to be on? They are also apparently going to be... That will be NBC. It will be an NBC show. So I'm wondering if NBC is bringing that in because NBC has already announced that there will be some shows that will be leaving next year.
Probably.
Like, this is their last year.
Yeah.
So they're introducing that to see where they can go with it.
All right.
So,
well, that's a lot. Like,
that is. That's a lot, guys. Like, a lot.
I mean... There's just no way you could ever be bored coming up in the next couple months. If you like TV, if you watch TV, you got some TV to watch. And
if you're just a casual TV watcher, there's something in there for you, too.
Exactly. Right? And like I said, we curated this list for ourselves. Obviously, there's tons more stuff that we couldn't get to. But, you know, I hope that maybe we've mentioned some of your favorites. Tweet us. Talk to us. We love to talk about this stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them our new Twitter stuff?
Yeah, so it just happened, so there's not like a lot of cool stuff on there like you'll find individually. Of course, you can still tweet us individually, but you can now tweet us at Geek and Sassy, all shoved together, no special little things in there. And one of us will answer you back. Or, you know, you may get answers from both of us.
Probably.
And, of course, you can still follow us individually. I'm at Mom's a Nerd, and Jenny, do yours real quick.
I'm at Jenny Cruz 2814.
Sweet.
Before we go.
Yes, before we go. You tell them about our little thing we decided to do with our music.
Well, we decided that, you know, we have intro music, we have music coming back from the break, we have music that goes off at the end. We're both real big music lovers, so we decided to switch off choosing music. So Miranda chose all the music for the first episode, and I chose all the music for this episode. You know, it's not really any rhyme or reason, it's just stuff that I'm into at the moment, favorites, maybe new stuff. I have my songs picked out, so, you know, tweet me about my music or berate me about my music if you must.
Yeah, but if it's something like you're not familiar with and you're like, oh, who is that? Like, what is that song? Where did you find it? Like, let us know. We'll tell you. So,
or, hey, we'll even take a request.
We will, if there's something you think we should hear.
But Greg Phillips and Nick Duke, It will not be any Adam Sandler on my show.
Ugh. Greg, I love me some Adam Sandler. Like, he's going to be my third husband. Well, no. I don't know. He's getting up there in age, so maybe not my third, but...
There's no medium pace on this show.
It's not Hanukkah. Not wearing a yarmulke. Okay, Greg, that was for you. Okay? That was poorly done, but it was for you.
All right, all right.
All right, so it has come that time.
It has.
It's it will not be a tradition. But you're on podcast number two, so I feel like it's tradition. We can say that word now.
It is our
nerd eye candy of the moment.
Nice. I want you to go first. I'm dying to hear yours.
Okay. You want me to go first this time?
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes back to my recent dreams. Yeah, I told you guys I finally got through Gotham, and I fantastically loved it. No, Jenny, I am not going to say it was the Penguin.
Thank God.
So... but what I will tell you is Mr. Ben McKenzie, who plays Detective James Gordon, is very, very easy to look at.
Yes, he is.
And as the season develops, honestly, it sounds really bad, but as the season develops and he starts getting angry,
it's hotter.
And I'm like, oh my God, I felt myself at one point. I was like, just rip your shirt off already. That sounds really bad, but I was like, whew.
I love to watch him beat up people, I will say.
I know. There was one part where his face is all mangled and bloody, and I was like, oh, I think you just got 50 times hotter. Man, I just went real Southern there, didn't I? Dear God. But yes, I got really excited over, the last guy, and I was like, oh, and he's such a the boy next door, and he's so cute, and I feel like he'd be the greatest thing ever. No, Ben McKenzie, there are other things that I want to happen if Ben McKenzie walked into the room. He's a man.
Yes. That is an excellent choice. Kudos. Seriously. I did not know you were going to choose him. That's excellent.
Really? I mean, I have deep love for Penguin, but not that way.
No, dude. No. So I'm going to choose somebody also from DC.
What?
Somebody that we talked about previously. Somebody named Hal Jordan. And the reason I'm going to name him is there was an issue of Justice League of America, number 9, I think. And there was this wonderful picture of Hal. And Hal has a beard. And Jenny likes it.
Well...
Jenny likes it a whole lot.
I bet so.
I saw it got tweeted, and I said, that looks like Hal Jordan with a beard.
You share it?
Probably, yeah. Uh-huh.
I think you did.
Yeah. So it just kind of fit in nicely with what I had been reading the week before, and I was like, yeah, Hal Jordan with a beard, ultimate Hal Jordan.
One of these days, you guys might get out of me who my favorite, drawn or cartoon. I have a favorite. I have a favorite. You guys might get it out of me one day.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Well, if you've made it this far, congratulations to you.
Few people know. Few people know.
Yeah. Yep.
He's hanging above me right now. It's fantastic.
All right, I got to get out of here.
Yes, we have children to pick up from school.
Yes.
But as always, don't forget, anytime we mention our nerd eye candy, Jenny needs to create a board, but I have a board on Pinterest called Candies for the Eyes. You may go check out pictures of our lovelies right there. I pinned about 6 or 7 this time of Mr. Ben McKenzie.
I'll probably just tweet out that same picture of Hal.
Jenny will tweet
7, 8, 9 times.
That's what Jenny will tweet out Hal on Geek and Sassy Twitter page. And if you have any questions, you can contact us on any of the multiple Twitter options.
And thanks again to Place to Be Nation Pop, Brad and Greg and Russell and all of our buddies.
All our friends. There's so many. James and David and Susan. I don't want to start naming people because I feel like I'll forget somebody. Yes. So please don't think I'm forgetting you. We love you all. And
thank
you guys
you.
All made it possible for episode 2. And we love you so much. Thank you.
All right. Come back again for...
Yeah, for episode 3.
Thanks again.
Bye. They drunk in
lips I kiss. Bite me while I taste your fingertips. They drunk into the night. Wanna keep you here, 'cause you dry my tears.
Talking about it.